from Tidbits on April 1st, 2008. This is the audio version of Tidbits Introduces New Subscription Mode, written by Matt Newberg. Here at Tidbits, positioning ourselves for maximum exposure and reader appeal has long been a losing game. Let's face it, Tidbits is not for everyone. Without fully summarizing our history, since it has been covered many times before, a brief recap will show the problem. We began way back in 1990, before the word internet was common coin, as a HyperCard stack uploaded to the Sumix AIM FTP mirror sites. Later, when more people had email, we became a subscription list sending out our content in plain C-text format. But innovations beyond that point were made very reluctantly, because our guiding principle was that Tidbits was measured and literate, almost to the point of severity, and required no medium beyond plain text. Thus, over the years, we were behindhand in adopting glitzy media used by the rest of the world, such as HTML email, a website, and, gasp, pictures in the web versions of our articles. Most recently, we instituted a complete revamping of our website's underlying technology, followed by a dynamic recasting of the site, moving our old issue-based structure aside in favor of a new article-based orientation with a genuine content management system behind the scenes. As Adam said, we weren't attracting new readers, so it was evolve or die. It's still evolve or die. Despite all our efforts, our one undeniable trend remains. We aren't seeing hundreds of new subscribers every day. This became particularly evident when we analyzed the results of a recent reader survey and discovered one overriding and disturbing trend. Tidbits readers are aging. The largest 10-year age group represented among those responding is the 51 to 60-year age group. And new younger readers are conspicuous by their absence. It isn't hard projecting this trend into the 30-year future to see that this is a disaster. Unless we can bring younger readers into the fold, Tidbits will soon be overwhelmed by the growing tsunami of Web 2.0 and 3.0 and 4.0 sites favored by today's youth. Without eyeballs, we won't get advertising. Without advertising, we can't pay for the server. Without a server, there's no Tidbits. During a recent multi-way iChat virtual staff meeting, as we were despairing of this situation, someone remembered the reader response to our series of articles about Twitter. When Adam confessed that Twitter had its uses, our readers cried, "Well, duh!" When Glenn confessed that he couldn't endure the constant Twitter input, our readers screamed, "What a fogey!" And although he hasn't admitted in an article, Glenn is back on Twitter in force. Clearly, our readers like instant messaging-like services, and the younger they are, the more they like them. From this, the conclusion was suddenly obvious. Since our conversion to a web format, and especially since our recent move to an article-based structure, our issues have been getting longer and longer as we've abandoned the 30,000-character limit that we had imposed upon ourselves back in the days of limited email gateways. This clearly is the wrong way to go. What our younger readers want isn't longer, it's shorter. In fact, it's Twitter. Think about it. Attention spans are getting shorter. Today's youth are bombarded by an army of stimuli, with cell phones and text messaging positively ubiquitous. That's how they want their Tidbits, too. As Anthony says in the first scene of Shakespeare's Anthony and Cleopatra, when a messenger arrives, "Grates me the sum." In other words, "I don't have time for details. Just hand it to me in condensed form." And what could be more condensed than Twitter? 140 characters of pure, unadulterated sum. Shoutcast your message into the ether, and instantly all subscribers see it, grok it, and pass on. So here's the plan. Starting today, a new Twitter account, Twitbits, will represent Tidbits. All Tidbits articles will be condensed to 140 characters, and this summary will be sent out as a tweet, automatically, the instant the article is posted to our website. Readers who are following our Twitterized Tidbits account, by whatever means, Twitterific, SMS, pocket tweets, and so on, will instantly be apprised of each article as it appears. Naturally, we don't expect this format to appeal to everyone. The geriatric wing of our readership will surely prefer to continue reading Tidbits in its long form. But as the Twitbits buzz starts to catch on, we expect a much younger population to become discovering Tidbits, and we hope flocking to us. Just one problem remains. Condensing an entire Tidbits article to 140 characters is not easy. In order to do it, we're clearly going to have to surrender not only length, but also literacy. In particular, we're going to have to adopt some form of abbreviated language that can accommodate the maximum possible meaning in the fewest possible characters. This, of course, is a problem solved long ago by today's youth, who sprinkle their text message with all sorts of abbreviations such as LOL, ROTFL, CUL8R, and so forth. We're going to have to learn this style of abbreviation and adopt it. After some abbreviation, we at Tidbits have discovered that, in fact, there is already an entire dialect of English devoted precisely to this sort of brevity, lolcat. For For those not in the know, lolcat is a highly condensed patois based on text messaging and imagined to be produced by the grammatically challenged intellect of a cat. Its expressive potential is well demonstrated by the fact that the entire Christian Bible is currently being translated into lolcat. As of this writing, the project is nearly 50% complete. Clearly, any dialect is worthy of serious consideration if it can recast the second beatitude from the Sermon on the Mount as, "You were doing good if you is sad kitty, you can has petting." To be sure, we're not yet entirely certain of the details, but we imagine that, for example, Rich Mogul's recent article, "Should Mac Users Run Antivirus Software?" might be summarized as, "Mac can has viruses? No, you are doing good. But few has Windows beefs, you can is in your mail system, so you is tell your ISP to block spam and viruses, kay?" That's 138 characters. For us at Tidbits, with its outstanding tradition of literacy and expansive technical description, to produce such primitive, puerile blather will certainly be painful. But let me repeat, this step is absolutely necessary to our survival. So please, everyone, get with the program here. If you don't want to subscribe to the Twitbits version of our articles, that's fine, neither do we. But if you have children of text messaging age, please do urge them and their friends to subscribe. We desperately need their eyeballs. Even Tidbits founder and publisher Adam Engst, when asked whether he felt any qualms about surrendering Tidbits' long-standing reputation for in-depth, well-written articles, said, with some difficulty, "Yo, dude, lolcat to bomb. Seriously." This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for suffering through lolcat with me.